أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض، يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. صدق الله العظيم. الله رب العالمين said in the final message to humanity until the Day of Judgment that believers, men, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, believer men and believer women, بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ, they are friends of each other. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعَرُوفِ, they enjoin good, وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَلِي الْمُنْكَرِ, and forbid evil. In this verse, there are infinite points and guidance for a person who wants guidance. If you do not want guidance, then Allah Jalla Majduhu is not in need of any creation. No one should be left in doubt. Allah is not in need of our worship. Allah is not in need of our praise. Allah is not in need of our glorification. Allah is not in need of our knowing that He is Allah. Allah is not in need of recognizing Him. Allah is not in need of loving Him. Allah is Subhan. He is pure and beyond any kind of need. So who is in need? Who benefits by praising? Who benefits by glorification? Glorifying Allah. Who benefits by knowing Allah? Who benefits by following Allah? Who benefits by praising Allah? And who benefits by loving Allah? Is the servant only, not Allah Jalla Majduhu. Yeh Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat ka aqeedah hai ki Allah ibadat ka muhtaj nahi, kisi ki madad ka muhtaj nahi, kisi ki maarifat ka muhtaj nahi, kisi ki mohabbat ka muhtaj nahi, kisi ki tasbih ka, kisi ki takbeer اور کسی کی تحلیل کا محتاج نہیں. So this raises doubt. When anyone has this aqeedah, his worship and praise of Allah does not cultivate arrogance and self-likeness. Self-likeness and arrogance only kindles when you have in your mind that you are benefiting the other person somehow by doing something. When you know that you are in need and you are the beggar, and the beggar, when he receives something, there is no reason that self-likeness and arrogance should occur in his heart. Jab fakir jisko khair mile, jo mangta hai, اس کو جب کچھ مل جاتا ہے تو اس میں تکبر نہیں آتا, کیونکہ وہ کچھ لے رہا ہے, اس میں عاجزی آتی ہے, وہ کبر نہیں کرتا. But when he thinks he is giving something, then there is chance in that person of self-likeness, or he thinks he has done a favor to some person. By glorifying Allah, you are glorifying, you are praising, you are saying Allah Akbar, but the fact of the matter is that you are not doing any favor to Allah, You are not giving anything to Allah. On the other hand, you are receiving anything from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are receiving countless bounties and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's say a person who says Subhanallah, glorified is Allah, Allah is pure from all faults. Now is it that when I have said Allah is pure, Allah has become pure? Or is He pure anyway? So when I say Subhanallah, Allah is pure from all deficiency, Allah does not become any more pure than He was before. Because His qualities exist from with Him eternally. So who becomes purer? It is the servant and the slave and the worshipper of Allah who becomes pure. Jab aap Subhanallah kehte hain, to mujhe paaki hasil hoti hai. I become purer from sin because I am glorifying Allah. There is no difference whatsoever which changes any state of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تو جو بندہ اس نیت سے اس عقیدے کے ساتھ عبادت کرے گا whoever will worship by understanding the nature of worship that he is not benefiting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all, then there are less chances that self-likeness will come because he will be seeing him as a beggar and he is receiving from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala different bounties, different blessings all the time. And when you are receiving and you are faqir and Allah is ghani, then there is no reason except foolishness and stupidity that a person should feel that he is giving something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thus feeling that he has done some kind of favor. Allah Jalla Majduhu said in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Paak ka ek naam hai ki Allah is ghani, means needless, anil alameen, from all the universe. He has created and He continuously gives and nourishes but does not receive anything in return. But a human being is not even worth any significance. If you see the place of human being in the universe, what is it? Why does Allah Subhanahu need to pay attention to it? You are sitting in a town in Manchester High, in a county, in a country, England, imagine how vast is the country and then the continent of Europe. From the continent of Europe, then the other continent, the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is seeing anything. Who are you? Very small, insignificant creation. And then on that earth is also the part of bigger system of solar system, a family belonging to the solar system. And then that solar system belongs to the galaxy, Milky Way galaxy, which has millions and billions solar system. And then that Milky Way galaxy belongs to the universe. And there are billions and billions galaxies, and the human knowledge ends, and Allah's knowledge actually still is infinite. So imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pays attention and heed to the servant and looks after him after creating. So we are every day, all the time, we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by worshipping and doing anything good, we only, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in ahsantum, ahsantum li anfusikum. This reality is mentioned in the 15th para of Quran. In the beginning of Surah Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in ahsantum, ahsantum bi anfusikum. If you do good, you are doing good to yourself, for yourself. In ahsantum, ahsantum bi anfusikum. In asa'atum, and if you do bad, evil, you do evil to yourself. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever does pious deed does it for himself, for his own benefit. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا. وہ بھی اس کے لئے, اللہ کو کوئی فائدہ نہیں. Why Allah says do it for me is that that's how the servant will benefit. If you do any act for any other creation, you are not harming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apne aap ko nuksan pahuncha rahe ho. But if you do the same act for Allah jalla majduhu, Allah still does not benefit, but you benefit. Why? Because now your reward is seized and it is saved and preserved forever and ever. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah rabbul alameen said, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ believer men and believer women, بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ they are friends of each other. يَأْمَرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ they enjoin good, they incite goodness, and they promote goodness. وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ and for believers. Now, as I said, that there are many different aspects of this part of the verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is unlimited. In the Quran, Quran is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are infinite lessons and hikmat and wisdom in there. But one point I would like to draw your attention to is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Majduhu, Rabbul Alameen, has mentioned who is your friend. Where aapka dost kaun hai? Or the definition of a true friend in here. Firstly, Allah Jalla Majduhu said, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ the believer men and women, بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ they are friends of each other. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how will we know that we are friends of each other? What is the sign by which we can recognize our friend? Which you say is our friend. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is one sign, يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ those people who pull you and who motivate and who call you to good, وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ and stop you and forbid you from going toward evil, they are your friends. This is the sign. Now you can easily actually put this sign in front, in your mind, refresh it, and then you can use this criteria to judge who is your friend on this earth. Allah Jalla Majduhu has given you criteria that those people who call you towards good, they are your friends. And then who is your best friend is not who is day and night actually jumping and hopping with you. The best friend is who most call you towards goodness. Who he is the best friend. And who calls you least toward goodness, he is not the best, but he is still a friend. And who does not call you towards goodness, nor towards evil, he is not your friend and not your enemy. He is neutral. And the person who slightly calls you towards evil, he is your enemy. And the person who is utmost and who always extremely concerned and thinking how to draw you towards evil, he is your worst enemy. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Bani Adam, la ta'budu shaytan, innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. O son of Adam, do not follow shaitan, worship shaitan. He is your enemy, open enemy, and great enemy. Ab dekhen, Allah ne shaitan ko enemy karar diya hai. Mu'min ko friend karar diya hai. Kyun? Shaitan is the embodiment of calling towards evil. Extreme, he has this quality that he calls people towards evil. So he is the greatest enemy. And then people who follow him, and they also are doing deputies of shaitan and doing their job, his job, they are also your enemies, no matter they are in human form or the form of unseen, invisible, they are your enemies. Now Allah, who is the creator of the universe and me and you and every cell in the universe and every creation, all creation, he is defining that who is your friend, who is your enemy. So that is, you should explain it to yourself and your associates and the humanity to recognize and identify that what is the criteria on which you can recognize who is your friend. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. True believers, the believers, real believers, جو اللہ کے نیک بندے ہوتے ہیں, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ, men and women, بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ, they are friends of each other. Why? They يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, they are always calling and inviting each other towards goodness. And when anyone amongst them wants to go towards evil, they stop that person. They say good, they counsel, they give advice, oh brother, oh sister, this is bad way, do not follow this way, this is shaitanic way, this is evil way, do not. And if those people do not follow and do not forbid evil and do not enjoin good, and are on the other hand, and they claim to be your friends, they are clothed in the clothing and friendship, but they are enemies. Wo shaitan hai, bilkul insanon ki shakal mein, because they are calling your friends. To ek to aap ye haqeeqat samjhe ke aaj ke baad jo hai, can reflect and your friends, your associates, and think that who is the person, which of your person, parents, whoever, is calling towards goodness to you. Parents, because they naturally love their children, they mostly call towards goodness. It's very unlikely that they call you towards something which they feel it is lost, or you will harm yourself. تو ایک تو اللہ پاک نے مومنین کی نشانی بتائی ہے کہ those people who are believers, which are their qualities, one is that they are believers and then they call each other towards goodness and they forbid each other. And secondly, as I said to you, that sign of friend is mentioned. And sign of, when you know the sign of friend, you can easily recognize that who is your enemy as well. The opposite is your enemy. And then in Surah Nas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مِن شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ, seek refuge from the whispering of shaitan. الَّذِي يُوَسْوِسُ فِي صُدُورِ النَّاسِ, who whispers in the hearts of people. مِن الْجِنَّةِ, amongst men, amongst human and amongst jinn. I'm thinking. جو بندہ really, whatever any person says, he is sitting with you, the waves, sound waves, when he talks, they come to your ears. His voice does not reach your ears, but the sound waves reach. But when they go into your heart and mind, that is vaswasa. If it is inciting towards sin, that is called vaswasa. So there is no difference if a human is speaking to you or shaitan invisibly is communicating the message into your heart. The effect is the same. No matter whether it is coming through sound wave or it is coming through actually an invisible form, like shaitan directly can inspire you. تو یہ بہت اہم بات ہے. ایک تو آپ کو مدد ملتی ہے کہ آپ نے دوست بنانے کی, that who is your friend. And secondly, you know one of the very good quality, that are you yourself a believer? If you are a believer, then the believer sign is that he will try to stop other people from harming themselves. And understand this thing very clearly, that you do not need to be extremely pious to enjoin good and forbid evil. Otherwise, if this was the case, then this duty and this obligation would have been elevated or would have been stopped after the, you can say, after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as soon as he went to the other world, into the alam e barzakh, passed from this eternal life, this temporal life, then this duty would have been seized and terminated, because now there is no one who is masoom. تو یہ ضروری نہیں ہے کہ بندہ نیک ہو. یس اٹ از گڈ تھنگ اف یو ایکٹ ایز ویل, اٹ از ویری گڈ تھنگ دیٹ ول ہیو مور افیکٹ ایٹسیٹرا, بٹ مے شیطان ناٹ پٹ ان یور مائنڈ بیکاز یو آر ڈوئنگ دس ایکٹ وائی یو شوڈ اسٹاپ دی ادرز. نو یو شوڈ اسٹل اسٹاپ ایون دو یو آر ڈوئنگ. سیدنا ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ آسک رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اف آئی ایم ناٹ پریکٹسنگ ا گڈ ایکٹ شیل آئی اسٹل پریچ اٹ ٹو ادرز؟ پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سیڈ یس. And he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I am practicing a sinful act, shall I still stop others? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, you should still stop others. So, yeh jaise namaz farz hai, namaz farz-e-ain hai, zakat bhi farz hai, roza farz hai, اسی طرح امر بالمعروف و نہی عن المنکر, دیٹ از آلسو فرض عین ان سم کیسز, اینڈ ان سم کیسز اٹ از فرض کفایہ. بیسیکلی دیر آر ٹو میتھڈز اور اپروچز ٹوورڈز دس ڈیوٹی وچ اینی ون لائک وی آر ڈسکسنگ اینڈ کورنگ دس ٹاپک ان ڈیٹیل. ون از انڈیویجول تبلیغ اور ایکسرسائزنگ امر بالمعروف و نہی عن المنکر, and one is collective. So the main is there, you can say, divided into two categories. A collective duty hai, and then it is an individual responsibility. Now because we are mostly are not aware of the rules and regulations, the etiquettes of preaching and methodology, there is always excess or deficiency. We go to both extremes. Some people, they do not exercise, they do not forbid evil or enjoin good in at any time, even at those places and those times where it is farz on them, they are heedless. They say, we do not want to bother ourselves with it. And there are some people who are so passionate about tabligh that from morning to evening they have took their responsibility that they should preach and join goodness and be able to everyone, whatever the time, whatever the place, whatever, and they are doing it all the time, even though when it's harmful for them and others as well. So they both extremes are not good. جو اجتماعی تبلیغ ہے, دا کولیکٹو امر بالمعروف, دا آفس آف امر بالمعروف فوربیڈنگ ایول اینڈ ڈوئنگ گڈ, دیٹ از فرض کفایا, اینڈ دا انڈیویجل تبلیغ از فرض عین. وچ مینس دیٹ فرض عین مینس دیٹ اٹ از اونلی دا انڈیویجل کین ایکچولی پرفارم اٹ, اینڈ فرض کفایا مینس that if some people of the ummah are doing it, then the others are, you can say, they do not get any sin from performing that act. Jaise namaz-e-janaza hai, kuch musalmanon ne padh liya, some Muslims offer it, other Muslims are not sinful. So collective tabligh amar bil maruf is like ulama, organization of ulama, and write books. جیسے مثلاً تبلیغی جماعت ہے, وہ ادر آرگنائزیشن ویچ آر ڈوئنگ دا ورک آف اسلام, اور اف اٹ از اسلامک کنٹری دین آبویسلی دا خلیفہ ہیز دی اسپیشل آفس ویچ پیپل آف امر بالمعروف و نہی عن المنکر دے پرفارم. سو وین سم ون از ڈوئنگ اٹ, اے گروپ از ڈوئنگ دی کولیکٹیو ڈیوٹی, دین دس از فرض کفایا, دین ادرز آر فری فرام دا سین. پہلی تو یہ بات سمجھیں کہ ایک گروپ کچھ لوگ امت کے کر رہے ہیں تو دوسروں پر پھر وہ ذمہ داری ختم ہو جاتی ہے, وہ گناہ نہیں ہوتا. بٹ دس از اونلی کلیکٹیو پرفارمنس آف فوربیڈنگ ایول اینڈ جوائننگ گڈ, بٹ ایوری ون انڈیویجلی اسٹل فرض آن ایوری انڈیویجل ٹو ڈو انڈیویجل تبلیغ. وہ ہر حالت میں وہ فرض اس پہ کبھی بھی جو ہے یعنی یو آر ناٹ نیور انٹل ٹائم آف ڈیتھ یو آر نیور ایکسکیوز فرام دی پلیس اینڈ دا ٹائم از ڈیمانڈنگ اینڈ یو آر ان سچ اے سچویشن دین انڈیویجلی اٹ از فرض آن ہیم سو لیٹس سے اے پرسن ہو پرفارمز ہز گڈ ڈیڈز performs his prayers, performs his namaz, zakat, hajj and other duties, but he does not perform tabligh or forbid evil and enjoin good, he will be on the day of judgment liable and responsible for many people who he has not conveyed the message, and he can very much end up with them in the fire of hell. تو سب سے اہم بات وہ آپ کو یاد رکھنی ہے وہ یہ ہے کہ انڈیویجولی وین یو سی سم ون وایولیٹنگ فرائض اور واجبات دین ٹو ڈو تبلیغ دین ٹو فوربڈ دیم اور کمانڈ دیم از فرض ہے سم ون از لیس کمیٹنگ حرام اور ناٹ اپنی فرائض اور سم تھنگ از واجب دین پھر آپ جب ایسی جگہ میں ہوں انڈیویجلی دین از فرض این آن یو ناؤ لائک پریئر ٹو ایسی ڈو تم لی اگر آپ نہیں کریں گے تو بہت سخت گناہگار ہوں تو ایز آئی ہیو مینشنڈ ٹو یو دیٹ از ڈیوائڈیڈ انٹو ٹو کیٹیگریز ون از کلیکٹیو And which organizations do, if one or two organizations in Ummah groups are doing it, then other people, if no one is doing it, then it is my responsibility and your responsibility to get a group together and to perform that task. Now if Jamaat Islami or actually Tablighi Jamaat or other Jamaats, etc., they are doing, so they are actually performing that duty, Alhamdulillah, in a way which they think is better in their own way. So وہ بھی آپ کی ڈیوٹی کر رہے ہیں they are benefiting you. You should not see them as working against you, but see them as actually supporting you. If you think that something they are missing, you should do that thing, rather than criticizing them. If they are missing something, you should do that thing and fill in that gap. As they say in English, it is better that to light one candle than cursing the darkness. Kuch fayda hoga? Darkness ko curse karte rahe aap. Kya fayda hai uska? Either it will not increase, it will not decrease with your cursing. But if you light one candle, kuch to roshni hui hai. So instead of, if you think some people are not living up to your standard, or performing the task to your standard, there is no use cursing even non-Muslims. It is better to invite people towards goodness. If one person becomes Muslim, that is better than instead of you proclaiming, you can say, cursing the non-Muslims of the world. Un par to pehle agar lanat hai, to aapke kehne se zyada nahi hogi. If someone is deserves lanat, curse, then the curse is already on that person. If you do curse, you are not doing any good. But in spite of millions of people who are, you can say, damned or you, in your view they are to be cursed, it is better to invite one person and he comes to light. Then you have invited one person from sinful darkness of the sin for the light of virtue and righteousness. You have lit one candle. And when you have brought and drawn someone from the darkness, dark sea of kufr and shirk to the, you can say, field and the land of iman, you have lit another candle. You have the candle in Jalala. That is not better than what you are doing on earth. So this means that you do not take negative view, but rather than positive view, and thinking that what will benefit the others, and what will not benefit me or the others, it will only clear the situation, and you will be adding more fuel to the fire of the kufr and their stubbornness. Isiliye Allah Paak ne jab Allah Jalla Majduhu sent Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam to Pharaoh, imagine uske bahut mutakabbir shakhs tha. He said, I am Rab. But when the two prophets were sent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلَ الَّجِينَ لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, speak, go and preach him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching how to preach. In a gentle way. Gentle words. قَوْلَ الَّجِينَ نَرَمْ بَعْدْ فَرُوسِ نرم گفتگو کرو اسے. یتذکر او یخشا, he might pay heed or he might actually come fearful of God. So جیسے میں نے آپ کو بتایا, like I mentioned, کہ فرائض اور واجبات, when you see violation of haram, then it's obligation فرض on you. Now there are three situations you can face, and there are different rules for those three situations. Someone is committing haram, someone is not acting upon farz. Now, first situation is when you become aware that if I say to this person and reach this person, he will not accept what I am saying. If this is probable, and you are on the basis of probability, it is your judgment on the place, that if I say this thing, this, at this time, at this place, this person is not to listen to me at all. On the other hand, he might make joke of the command of me or of myself, then you must not actually say anything to him. Why? Because now he is in the category of guna. When you will say to him, he is committing, as about TV dekh raha hai, film laga ke dekh raha hai, he is enjoying or she is enjoying very much, or they are indulged, someone is indulged in sin, and you know most probably you are, that when you are going to say, they let aside paying heed to what you say, they will mock about you and the deen and the hukam of Sharia. Then this means when that person will do that, he will become in the out of the ambit of Islam and will commit kufr. جب دین کا مذاق اڑائے گا, اللہ کا مذاق اڑائے گا, شریعت کا مذاق اڑائے گا, وہ کفر میں آ جائے گا. And who has been cause of bringing him to kufr is me and the person who has done this. That is why I say that when I repeat again and again, sometimes a person can do more harm than good. That's what I mean. کہ جب آپ کو پتا ہے کہ وہ نہیں مانا, he is at the climax of sin, he is enjoying himself for doing anything stupid, which you know that at this time, at this place, if I say, most probably 70-80% chance is he will not only reject, he will also make mockery and joke. تو پھر کیا کرنا ہے, پھر اس کو نہیں کہنا, پھر اس کو تبلیغ نہیں کرنی. بھاگ کب لی گئی ہے کہ خاموشی سے چپ کر کے quietly come away from there. Why? Because you are going for goodness of that person. وہ آپ تو اس کو یعنی گناہ سے بچا کے نیکی کے طرف لانے گئے ہیں, آپ نے اس کو کفر میں دھکیل دیا. That is what is called foolish friend. تو یہ تو foolishness ہوگی. It is very much like a person who wrote in a book that one should never make a foolish friend, because he once befriended and became friend with a monkey. So monkey ki koi difficulty mein tha, the monkey was in great difficulty and agony, somewhere trapped, and he released that monkey. So the monkey fell in love with that person and said, I live with you now wherever you go. And he looked after him, and they became friends. One day they say that, like in our South Asia, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, there are so many flies flying around. and the master or the human being was sleeping, and the flies were disturbing him. They sat on his head, and he flew them away, and they again came. And once he slept, and the flies were still sitting here and there. When the monkey was sitting beside him, he thought that they are, that this person have released me from such, given me relief from agony and pain when I was there, and these flies are bothering and disturbing this my friend. So he picked up a stick or a brick and trying to kill the fly, hit it so hard on his head, to his head. So he said after, okay, that no one should never make friends with a foolish person. Why? Because sometimes even when he wants to do good, he will cause you more harm. So isliye ahmak jo hai, usse bachna chahiye, uski dosti se bachna chahiye. Ke ye nahi ki uski niyat buri hai, his intention might be good, but when he wants to benefit you, he will harm you more. So isliye dost jo hai, wo dekh ke, like I said, the those friends, wise people who invite you towards goodness and forbid it and draw you, pull you away from the fire of hell, they are your friends. So ye banda, this person who was trying to save the Muslim brother from sin, has pushed him into the kufr. It's just like a person standing on the verge of a sea. He is not drowned yet, but he is just there. He can fall in or come out, and this person goes and he pushes him into the sea rather than bringing him back. So that is not wise. So if you see anyone, your friend, your family, other people, and when they are indulged in such a place, like let's say pub hai, club hai, or a person, that's why you see awliya Allah many times, they don't bother with some people if they are doing something wrong. They just go quietly, or they don't say, because they know that when to say something or when not to say. And simple people look, they say, oh, if he's a pious person, he should have said to that person, don't do it. He didn't say this. He didn't. So that's why one should not judge people, especially the pious and the scholars, because they have knowledge. They are the people of light, and we are people of darkness. We don't have knowledge. We are blind people. And why should the blind be in a position to judge the person who can see? So ye to ek one situation hogi. I said you will face three situations. Either when there is probability a person will reject your advice, and not only reject, he will make a mockery out of it, then do not say. Sit with him, but do not actually directly approach him. And or leave that place if you can. And then afterwards, then there is a right place, at right time, a reasonable time, reasonable place, and at a situation, then you can draw his or her attention towards that activity and that. Baad mein wo kam munasib ke, yani munasibat ke lihaz se, baad mein kabhi jab wo is out of time. Ye to hogi ek. So remember I said two categories, individual tabligh, collective tabligh, and then individual tabligh, which is farz-e-ain. That has also detail. If in the farz-e-ain tabligh is when violating, someone is violating the sharia, you can say in the level of haram, or not executing or performing faraiz, then you should, it is farz-e-ain on you. But if it is a situation like I have mentioned now, the most probably that you think that person will not only reject, but he will become rebellious, and then do not say to him. Now the second scenario is when you are double-minded, when you think 50-50, that person might accept it, or that person might reject it. So guna kar raha hai haram. Mustahab, acts which are mustahab, there is a different rule for that. So, I am only talking about faraiz and wajibat. Those acts of sunnah which are faraiz and wajibat mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unki baat ho rahi hai. Un par aap tok sakte hain. For others, mustahabat, this is a different rule. وہ بعد میں بات کریں گے. سو سیکنڈ سیناریو از وین دیئر 50-50 چانس یو تھنک اٹس میئرلی یور ججمنٹ دیٹ دیٹ پرسن مائٹ ایکسپٹ اٹ اور دیٹ پرسن مائٹ ریجیکٹ اٹ. دین یو شوڈ سے دین دا حکم آف شریعہ از دیٹ شوڈ آلویز آلویز ایکچولی forbid or always enjoin good in this scenario, in this situation. When you think that that person might accept or he might reject your certificate. And third category is that when you know that person might accept or reject. You are 50-50 still, but you think that if I say this, or if I enjoin good of me, they will harm me in any way. It's any ruler, or any unjust person, or any sinful person, any, you can say, rebellious person. You are fear, you are weak, you are poor, you are not in a situation, and you think that these are the leader type of people. If I am saying something wrong, they will harm me. They will. اور وہ آپ کو نقصان پہنچائیں گے, جانی ہو یا مالی یا فیملی, یا فیملی ول بی ٹربل اور اینیتھنگ. دین دا فقہا سیڈ اف دیٹ پرسن ڈز ناٹ سے ہی از ناٹ سنفل بٹ اٹ از افضل اٹ از بیٹر ایکچولی اسٹل سے اینڈ بیئر دا ہارم آن یور سیلف اینڈ یور آنر اینڈ یور فیملی اور فائنینشلی اٹ از بیئر. That is the way from the Al Islam and the pious people, and it is the most desired. But if a normal person, if he sees that these people will harm me, they are in such a powerful situation, even though if I say good to them, then if he does not, he is not sinful, usko gunah to nahi hoga, lekin afzal ye hai, behtar ye hai, that person says it in this situation as well and bears the loss and the harm. Samajh aa gayi? So very short, concise guidance which you have been given. The definition, book mein tabligh to hai, to bataya hai, farz-e-kifaya kis par hai, which is farz-e-kifaya, on which person is farz-e-ain. And for the end then has three categories. One is that you must do it. Farayz, wajibat, or haram and meeting, it is for the end on you, in your home, wherever you are. But then analyze it in these three categories, that where you fit in. And then act accordingly. And there are some more things, inshallah, we'll cover next week. JazakAllah. Now if there is anything from this lesson you have not understood, please do mention to me. It is very important you understand. یہ تو جو ویسے بھی جماعت میں جاتے ہیں, کہیں بھی جاتے ہیں, ٹیچر ہیں, برادرز ہیں, سسٹر ہیں, they need to understand these things.
When you mentioned about the one that follows, you said that a person, if a person does not tell a person that jamaat is farz and he doesn't read jamaat, tell that person that you should pray jamaat, it's farz, and farz jamaat, don't get forgiven for that. And then if you don't say that to that person, you go to the fire house with that person.
If you don't say to that person, yes, you, I explain, it depends which situation you are. If it is your friend and you think he is just a little bit lazy, and if you say to him he might read it, and you do not, then obviously you can be held responsible because you have not performed the Amar bil Maruf which you would have done at that time. But if I, like I said, if you feel that he will reject and he will make joke of you, and mockery of deen and mockery of prayer, and say, who are people who get prayer? Look at those people who pray, they are always sinning and they are doing bad things. What is it? And if you think this type of situation, then it is better to say to that person in another time when he is not busy or he is not going. Especially mention that some person is working, who is working, who is a customer, who is a customer, who is a customer, he is serving customer, so aap agar usko ye kahe, he might actually say something which will be harmful for him and for you as well. So easy thing is, but jo cheeze farayz aur haram hai, it is obligatory to forbid the haram and enjoin the farayz if you think that person will accept it. Simple. If you think that person will not accept it, probably, and he will not reject only, but will also say few words which might take him in kufr, then do not say. Say it another time when he is in his normal senses. ٹھیک ہے پھر سب کو سمجھ آ گئی کوئی بات نہیں پوچھنی جزاک اللہ سبحانک اللہم و بحمدک اشہد ان لا الہ الا انت استغفرک و اتوب الیک جزاک اللہ